Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dan Dufault. I'm the Director of Partner Marketing Globally for Novell, and I'd like to welcome you today to our conversation with Penguin Computing. From Penguin, I'm joined today by Aaron Dittmer, the Director of Product Management of High Performance Computing.
Good morning, Dan.
And also by Phil Picorni. Phil is the Chief Hardware Architect for Penguin. And so I guess we'll get started today by speaking with Aaron. Aaron, tell us a little bit about Penguin Computing and how you help customers with HPC and cluster management.
Yeah, Penguin Computing was founded in 1998, and we've been specializing all along in hardware that runs the Linux operating system out of the box. Particularly in the early days, it was a real challenge to get Linux servers and operating systems to run together smoothly, so that was the initial value proposition. And then over time, the company focused increasingly on Linux and high-performance computing, particularly in light of the fact that really high-performance computing became a real stronghold of Linux over time. If you look at the Linux market share numbers in high-performance computing environments over the last 10 years, actually a pretty dramatic shift towards Linux environments. But anyway, in 2003, Penguin acquired Skillsoft, founded by the co-inventor of the Beowulf project, which is the project that introduced the concept of using commodity hardware for high-performance computing. And with Skillsoft software, Penguin actually completed the portfolio and broke out of just being a server operating system turnkey provider to being in a position to provide complete HPC clusters, including cluster management software that was under its own control. Our current product portfolio is based on three main areas. So for one, the Linux servers, of course, are still available based on AMD or Intel processors. As I said, focus on HPC, but we also have customers in web environments. I guess you would classify those as Web 2.0 customers, like Dig, for example. So that's the first area. The second one is cluster management software. As I pointed out, we have our own cluster management software called Skilled Clusterware. The key concept behind that software is to make it very easy to manage a Linux cluster, and the vision behind it is to make a cluster as easy to manage as a single system. And again, as I just said, having our own software and hardware allows us to deliver turnkey Linux clusters with a fully integrated HPC stack that just works. For everybody who's familiar with HPC, you know, particularly when it comes to parallel applications, there's a lot of moving parts involved, and our customers can have the confidence that all these components of the HPC stack that they buy from us fit together. So that's the combo of management software and servers that makes that possible. And the third pillar of our offering is the offering of on-demand HPC resources. In 2009, we launched Penguin On Demand, which is a dedicated HPC compute environment that's available to our customers on demand. At a very high level, you could label it as an HPC in the cloud offering. What differentiates that offering from others is that we're really strictly focused on HPC. So it's an HPC infrastructure built from the ground up that we then made available to customers. So the business model is not to sell access cycles, but to really have an HPC-focused environment that customers can use on demand. And typically, our on-demand customers use that infrastructure to accommodate workloads that they cannot handle with their internal resources. And to just give a number of an example of industries where our customers come from, we have a lot of customers in the life science space. Manufacturing is very strong, and also digital image processing, just to name a few examples.
Certainly sounds like a dynamic and robust set of solutions that you've put together there, and particularly with the acquisition of Skillsoft and what you've put together. And much of what you just described, I'm sure, is in response to what we've all seen in terms of changing market conditions, the advent and importance placed on cloud computing and how you're addressing that with HPC in the cloud and so on. But talk to us a little bit about how you view the market in terms of seeing an increased number of environments containing this heterogeneous mix of operating systems. How does Penguin view that aspect of the market?
We have gotten an increasing number of requests to broaden the platform support for Skilled Clusterware. And I think there's a variety of reasons for that. Originally, the foundation of Clusterware was Red Hat or CentOS as an operating system. And I think customers realize that the solution with the most market share is not necessarily the best fit. There are particular technical reasons, and Phil can talk to this in a little bit more detail, that our customers have noticed where SUSE Enterprise Linux seems to be the better solution. And maybe, Phil, you want to talk to that a little bit.
Certainly, no cluster is an island. Users have desktops. They need to get data into the cluster. They need to get data out of the cluster. And that means interfacing with their desktop operating systems, the file servers that may be in there. Network. And one of the key areas that we've seen a lot of success with SUSE in our own business has been as a file system and as a file system operating system. The support in SUSE for a variety of file systems, large file types. The tuning parameters, the kernel defaults, we find are typically set up better in SUSE Linux than in some of the other distributions. And the newer kernels, newer features, those kinds of things we see in SUSE. And so we typically recommend SUSE, actually, for some of those interconnected systems that connect users with their clusters. And that does lead to a very heterogeneous environment where there are different operating systems, each doing what they do well.
So, Phil, given what you just described, talk with us a little bit about hybrid provisioning. So relative to that environment that both you and Aaron just took us through, how does hybrid provisioning address the challenges of such a diverse environment?
I want to start on that, maybe Phil, you can chime in.
Okay.
As the name implies, hybrid provisioning allows for building HPC clusters built on a mix of OS platforms, right? And as Phil just pointed out, there's a variety of reasons why people want to go with heterogeneous environments. One being for performance, specific product features that may be available in SLES or not available on other platforms. And the other aspect, of course, is the applications that users want to run, right? The applications are sometimes tied to a specific distribution. For that reason alone, a heterogeneous environment is required because there is a couple of applications that require that specific platform. Those two things, operating system feature set and the need of application support, are typically the drivers for customers asking for heterogeneous environments. And the benefit here of the hybrid solution is, of course, that system administrators can manage heterogeneous operating systems in a single cluster. So they can use a single set of commands and interfaces for administrative tasks, for monitoring tools, and they really don't have to worry about the platform that's underneath. They use the same interface to the infrastructure. So obviously that makes it a lot easier to manage a heterogeneous infrastructure. It reduces the ROI and it frees up system administrators' time for other tasks. I mean, we have a lot of users that are not system administrators in their day job. They do system administration on the side, typically researchers, scientists that just get this task to also manage the cluster. These guys have a lot more time if they can use a uniform set of commands for administrative tasks.
Mm-hmm. Phil, is there anything that you wanted to add to that?
No, I think it was a pretty complete answer, actually.
Okay, we have a few moments left today. What I'd like to do is, if we could, spend just a few minutes talking about Penguin's partnership experience with Novell and the process of leveraging that partnership to bring solutions to your customers. Could you tell us a little bit about what your partnership experience has been with Novell and how you take advantage of that relationship on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, let me talk a little bit about that. Novell's been a great partner to work with as we're bringing up new hardware. As I said, up-to-date kernels, the up-to-date software has meant that typically when we load SUSE and we're testing new hardware, it generally works. We get great access to beta programs. Being a Novell partner, we get access to releases. Your release schedules are really well-defined, well-planned out. We know what the milestones are going to be, what software's, what features are coming out. And that really helps us in terms of testing hardware, knowing when we need to get our production systems ready to start loading the latest version of SUSE. And then also when we've found problems, we found it very easy to work with your tech support and getting hot fixes and patches to particular problems that we might find. It's been a real joy working with your engineering organizations as an OEM partner.
If you take a step back, I think at a high level, it's all about offering choice. And like I said, for a variety of reasons, some customers want to go more with the mainstream. Some customers are more comfortable with SUSE Enterprise Linux-based solution. Being part of your OEM program allows us to provide that choice, right, and capture a bigger share of the market. And another thing that's important to keep in mind, the provisioning of servers with SUSE Enterprise Linux is actually very integrated in our system build process. So the way it works, that the customer can specify in the order what operating system he wants provisioned, and then we automatically provision this as part of the system build, depending on the selection that the customer made. But the point I'm trying to make is that you're really a core part of our system build process is that operating system provisioning of SUSE Linux.
Well, it certainly sounds like your partnership with Novell and the solutions that we provide together offers Penguin a great deal of flexibility and the functionality that Penguin needs to be successful in the market. Gentlemen, we've come to the end of our time today. I'd like to thank you both for joining us today. As always, we appreciate Penguin's partnership every day, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to be with us and talk to our partners and customers a little bit about Penguin and your relationship with Novell.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity.
Thank you, everybody, for joining, and have a great day.